This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, we got a special show set up for you today. Okay? And I really mean that sincerely. You've probably seen this guy, senior pastor of Living Word Ministries in Berksville, Kentucky, who had given forth a vision. And when he gave forth that vision, it put people, put people in a position to pay attention. And we're going to have Pastor Dana Coverstone with us in just a couple minutes. And what we're talking about, friends, is when the Lord speaks judgment to America. I promise you this information, folks, is spot on. I know it because of what took place with me. Months before Dana came on the scene, and that's exactly why I pulled him up, and that's why I'm pulling him up. He'll be with us the next segment, and the segment after that, and hopefully the segment after that. I haven't shared with Pastor Dana Coverstone. Not a word that I'm sharing with you right now. He has no idea why I gave him a call, outside of the fact that he's going to give forth what the Lord gave him in a dream. Okay? Because the Lord is speaking. You know how faithful I am to sticking to the word, friends, and calling out the false prophets. I'm very hesitant to pull somebody up on the show that calls themselves prophetic or a prophet. Because I get the gift. I understand the gift. I'm still learning, but I get the gift. I see what happens in America where the false prophets reign. They tell people what they want to hear. They give them a false sense of hope. America, we're at the point where the false prophets are making war against God. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you remember right, in Amos 7, verse 7 and 8, it tells us, "Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me," said Amos, burden bearer. That's the definition of his name. "What seest thou?" Amos answered, "A plumb line." Then said the Lord, "Behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore." In other words, friends, it gets to the point where you can kick the can down the road for only so far. But what happens when you run out of road? Because America, listen to me carefully, that's where we're at. You get all the false prophets. You haven't come meet me on the hill today. Because I am telling you, friends, the false prophets are leading the American people astray. They're leading them to the arm of the flesh. Isaiah 30, "Though we have been warned, they keep going on in their sin and justifying the unjustifiable." Folks, when I go over to Joel 2:28, it tells us, "And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams." How old, or what the definition of old in this particular context is, I know not. "But your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions." Remember, Samuel had dreams. Folks, we're here. We're here today. I want to tell you this. What a gift prophetic is. God is alive forevermore. You deny him all you want to. He's not going to deny himself. The Holy Ghost is alive today, and he's speaking to America. And he's going the opposite direction that the false prophets are preaching out of their own wicked hearts. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who could know it? Again, folks, we're going to pull up Dana Coverstone, senior pastor of Living Word Ministries in Berksville, Kentucky. And we're going to ask him as to what his dream entails, because, folks, he got great specificity concerning what is up and coming. It resonated. I got a witness of the Holy Ghost. That's why we pulled up Dana. We're going to have him with us in just a couple of moments. Hey, folks, I want you to understand the gift of prophecy. It's a gift from God facilitated by holy and faithful men of God to protect upon admonition, okay? To reprove, to correct, to instruct in the way of righteousness, 2 Timothy 3:16. George Whitefield is correct when he said, if God is not glorified in your salvation, he will be in your destruction. In other words, either you live for the sacrifice or you're going to be condemned by that sacrifice, either under the blessings and or under the cursings. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. It's interesting how in Deuteronomy 28, there's 15 blessings and 63 curses. Or I'm sorry, 55 curses. And the American people have chosen to give ear to those that itch their itching ears rather than the Word of God, and understanding that God is a good God. He's a good judge. And because he's good, he's not going to overlook any iniquity in any sense of the word. I want to tell you what George Whitefield said, friends, when he said, if God is not glorified in your salvation, he will be in your destruction. You need to understand that this applies to nations as well. If you remember right, we had Jonah who was sent to Nineveh where the people did repent. That's Jonah 3, 6 through 10. Then we have the people of Jerusalem who refused to accept Christ as the Savior. They refused to take heed and repent before God, and therefore brought swift judgment upon themselves 40 years after the passion of the Christ. Remember, it was Jesus that said in Luke 13:34, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets, you who kill those that tell you the truth, and stone them that are sent to you. How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Folks, this message applies to America today. When I look at America today and knowing within myself by the Holy Ghost, 1 Corinthians 4:4, that we are out of warnings, no more kicking the can down the road, Americans have been warned for generations as to what would take place to a nation that turns its back unto the Lord, and now we are coming up to that time. It shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over us to do us good and to multiply us, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Folks, am I saying that America is done for? Nope, I'm not. I'm saying that we are coming to the time where we must face facts and come up to the point and take responsibility concerning what has been left off long ago in the keeping of the Lord's commandments. In other words, because we have left off the Lord's commandments, we are in the situation that we're in today. America has long been under the judgments of the Lord. The Lord, through his prophets, have continuously warned the American people, and they continuously give heed to the false prophets and that to their own demise. We're going to come right back, friends. Senior pastor of Living Word Ministries in Berksville, Kentucky, Mr. Dana Coverstone, right after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, really quick, before I pull Dana Coverstone up, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have 15 articles over there, 13 to 15, combating the lies through the mainstream media on a 24/7 basis, 365 days a year. If you'd like to watch us live, you can do that even now. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. Or you can go over to beforeitsnews.com on the front page, beforeitsnews.com. Click us on, join us on live chat to the right. If you want to call us, if you're one of those that are listening to us in 126 cities across the United States of America, or that you're listening to us in 53 countries on a global scale, please give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. By the way, that is a quote from Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, just for those that did not know. Folks, we know in whom we believed here. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, the list goes on, Acts 4:12. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Now, I'm going to pull up Dana really quick, and I just want to make sure we got a secure link here. Dana, do I have you there, my friend?
Yes, you do, sir. Yes, you do.
Okay, well, I'm going into a different mode today, my friend, because I'm already feeling all of this. The Holy Ghost is all over me. There's an anointing here, and I'm really happy to have you with us today. Folks, we got Dana Coverstone, senior pastor of Living Word Ministries in Berksville, Kentucky, who gave forth a dream that he had had. Now, I want to tee it up, Dana, because I'm going to give you all the time that you need to go ahead and share with our listeners. But what I didn't tell you before I pulled you up on the show is what I'm about to tell you. On Monday, April 27th, 2020, I wrote this out, write it down and don't forget it because it's coming. When I woke up that morning, I knew that I had a dream. Remember that when the Lord makes things known to me, a fear and a living reality come with it. And so does it with those in the Word. Well, let me say this. I'm beyond believing in what the Lord brings when he brings it to me because, again, I am beyond believing. I know it. I know that I know with strong confidence. The people can stand against me. And I know what I've received of the Lord, and they can do, they can scoff, they can mock, they can do whatever they want to do. I know what's coming because I've seen it happen over and over again. This is my dream. When I woke up, I told my wife that I had another dream, and she said with a fearful anticipation, what is it this time? Because I always get dreams in tornadoes, Dana. The Lord will have his way in the whirlwind, Nahum 1. I said this time it was a tsunami, and I saw it come in waves, and I can see him even as I'm speaking to you now. It was on the horizon, and just when people think that things are going to subside, another wave will come, and then another until all is swept away, which applies to those that submit themselves concerning the waves of lawlessness. And I'm going back over to 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 12. So I've had these dreams. I've known I didn't get the great specificity that you have received from the Lord, but it's right on cue with exactly what you gave forth concerning that vision. Now, I don't know if you're getting confirmations from other people, and not that you need those confirmations because you know that you know, but the fact of the matter is, I know that what you had said was spot on. And I'm anticipating exactly you telling us and our listeners as to what your dream entailed, my friend. So the floor is yours.
Well, I'm honored to be on your show, sir. I'm a listener and a fan and appreciate the honor of being here. And look, I'm a pastor that had a dream. That's all I am. I'm not a prophet. I'm a pastor that had a dream. I pastored a church of 80 people in the middle of Burksville, Kentucky, South Central Kentucky, 12 miles north of Tennessee line, middle of nowhere. I've never pastored a church more than 150. I am still floored and amazed. It had to have been the sovereign hand of God that took this dream, the dreams that I had, and made it go as far as it has, because there's no possible way I could have planned it, intended it, or made it happen. The dreams I had, to me, indicate there's something coming to this country. And I think every American in this country knows there's something wrong right now. There's something wrong within the confines of government. We see incredible things happening in the streets, looting and rioting. But for me, the dream was a wake-up call to the church. And when I had the dream, I woke up and I was covered in sweat. My heart rate was just racing. And I knew I had to get it out because it was a warning. I shared it with 1,100 friends on Facebook. And once again, by the a week later, it was up to almost a million hits, a million views. One of the most shared videos on social media. But I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of phone calls and emails and messages saying, I feel that something has been, I feel something big is coming for a country just like you. Your dream confirms what we've dreamt, what we have heard, what we've seen. On my desk behind me, I've got a stack of manuscripts and letters. I got a 20-page handwritten letter from an 86-year-old lady who decades ago had dreamed about America and its fall and terrible things coming. And so I'm hearing from people who say that dream meant a lot to me because it confirmed things I was feeling. Mm-hmm. So mostly I'm hearing from American Christians who are saying, I've been praying, I've had a burden, and just know that something is not right with the country. So I'm getting plenty of confirmations from people. I'm getting also a lot of other, plenty of hate mail and messages I had gave no hope. I was simply sharing a dream I had because it stirred me. It stirred me so deep in my spirit, I knew I had to get it out there. So that was it. The two dreams I had dealt with from March to June. I shared that dream in December with the guys I prayed with. They can confirm the things I said and told them came true. Then I had the other dream on June 22nd about dealing with the month of September to November. This hit that month in November, and I saw chaos.
Dana, can I stop you right there? Because I got 4 minutes on this segment. Can you go ahead and just kind of cover your first dream? Because that is water under the bridge, per se, now. But I think that's as important as the second dream was, because the Lord has already brought that to pass. Can you go ahead and give us a little bit of an outline of your first dream that you had, please?
Sir, I saw a calendar, and I saw January 2020, and I saw it split to February and then March. An index finger appeared, and it underlined the title of March and then tapped it three times. Then it flipped April, May, June. It underlined, the finger appeared, underlined June, and tapped it three times. And then immediately I started seeing people in masks. I saw people coughing. I saw people, hospitals were filled with people. I saw hospitals overwhelmed with tired medical officials, of people breathing. A lot of respirators, a lot of ventilators, things like that. I saw empty streets. I saw closed buildings. I saw very quiet landscapes. I saw state capitals and courthouses that were being surrounded by protesters. I saw people marching with clenched fists. I saw buildings on fire. I saw looting, and I saw chaos on the streets. And I saw people hiding in their homes, looking out the windows in fear. And I especially saw vultures flying over major cities, especially Washington, D.C. And I saw vultures flying over major cities. I saw darkness, and I saw lightning. And a white figure, just an ethereal figure, appeared to me, and I heard him say, brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself, three times. And that was the basic thing of that first dream. I shared that with the church several times. Not the dream, but just to brace yourself. I've been hearing that in my spirit. To get ready. And when you brace yourself, it means that something is coming. And so you won't get knocked down. And so I see myself in a, kind of leaning forward, one leg behind me, one foot out front, watching what's coming, but leaning into it. But to brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself has just been something that's been hammered into my spirit. So that was the first dream.
When was the date on that one, Dana?
December 15th or 16th. It was the third Monday or the second Monday of December. It was a Monday night. I told the guys, and I prayed the group of guys every Tuesday night. I told them about it. But I saw headlines that said pandemic, pandemic, pandemic. Mm. And it was COVID and things like that. But I saw sickness. I saw illness. I saw people wearing masks in public. I saw the looting and the rioting and the chaos in the streets. And I saw the protesters. I saw just people who were scared. It was just a crazy time, So that was the primary things I saw in that first dream, and shared that with the men that I pray with. And over the next several months, we began to watch those things happen and talk about it. And they would come to me and say, Pastor Dana, did you see the news today? Did you hear this? Did you see this? These things are happening. It was like watching my dreams in the headlines of the news.
Amen. Well, you know what? I'm just thankful that the Lord is faithful to His church. And I'm talking about the real church, because we see the false prophets all across the country telling the people what they want to hear rather than the word and what prophets are to declare. Now, I know that you said that you're not a prophet, and I know that you said that you are a pastor, but I would take heed carefully, and I'm saying pay careful attention to myself concerning these dreams that are coming, because it sounds to me, my friend, that the Lord is putting you into a different office for such a time as this. The anointing in this studio is so thick right now, Dana, that if I didn't have you on the radio with me, I'd probably be broken in half by that anointing right now, and I'm very thankful for it. Isaiah 10:27. I got Dana Coverstone, friends, online with me right now, sharing his dream with the American people in 53 countries. He's the senior pastor at Living Word Ministries in Birchville, Kentucky. Let's get to his second dream right after this next break. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hey, Self-Reliance Gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump welcoming the President of Mexico to the White House on Wednesday, the two leaders participating later in the day in meetings and holding a joint press conference. I'm sure one of the topics being discussed will be the USMCA deal, the new trade agreement that replaced NAFTA last week. During a coronavirus task force briefing held at the Department of Education on Wednesday, Centers for Disease Control Director Robert Redfield reminds everyone,
"What is not the intent of CDC's guidelines is to be used as a rationale to keep schools closed. We're prepared to work with each school, each jurisdiction, to help them use the different strategies that we propose that help do this safely, so they come up with the optimal strategy for those schools."
You're listening to USA Radio News. After Senate Democrats blocked his police reform bill, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott isn't giving up hope.
"I'm an internal optimist, so I'm always looking for the silver lining. But the conversations that are now, folks who are now calling me about the legislation from the other side suggest that perhaps it's not dead. We may have a Lazarus moment. We may not."
Speaking alongside Attorney General Bill Barr, Senator Scott says he's willing to make some changes in the Senate bill that Senate Democrats would not even let get to the House floor.
"My bill did not have racial profiling in it. It's in the House bill. That is something that we would at least take a look at, being able to have more information on racial profiling so that we draw better conclusions, number one."
A key witness during President Trump's impeachment proceedings is retiring from the U.S. Army. Without proof, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman says his future will be forever limited because of retaliation from President Trump and his allies. Vindman served in the military for over 20 years. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. "I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it." Dr. Sam Surreal. "Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis." John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. "Built up my immune system." To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you'd like to call in at any time, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking with Dana Coverstone, senior pastor of Living Word Ministries in Berksville, Kentucky, who had gave forth a vision that the Lord had bestowed upon him some time ago. And I just came across this about a week and a half ago. And when I seen it, I shared it with my family right away. And folks, we're not the kind to just jump on the bandwagon because somebody says something. We have to get the witness of the Holy Ghost. We have to have the anointing, and we need the confirmation by the Holy Ghost that this is Him. And it's exactly what we received. And for those that have been listening to me for 15, 17 years now on the radio, you know we just don't do this. But I got to tell you, friends, I'm honored to have Dana Coverstone sharing his visions with us in this country for such a time as this, because it is that important that people understand the direction that the Lord is taking this country, because it's not favorable right now, friends, to the church. You know, are we in a Goshen where the Lord says, you know, tell the righteous it'll be well with them, and woe unto the wicked, is what we find in the book of Ezekiel? We know not, but we do know, friends, that the storm is coming. We're in the middle of it, and I'm going to pass this back over to Dana, and I want to ask him about his second dream that he had. He gave us the first one during the last segment, and Dana, I just want you to know, you have about 12 minutes here, so you just be as thorough as you want to be thorough, because I said earlier, when I had my dreams, they're just as simple as pie, and I know they're coming, I'm sorry, but you have great specificity, and I want people to hear the specificity, even the earmarks and the identifying marks of soldiers that you talked about during that second dream. I don't want to give away too much, but I just want you to go ahead and take your time and tell us about your second dream, my friend.
Okay. On Monday night, June 22nd of this year, I had another dream along the same lines. I saw a calendar, and it showed June, July, and September. When it hit September, The calendar stopped, and the index finger appeared, and it underlined September and tapped it three times. Then I saw October flip, and it flipped to November. The index finger once again appeared and underlined the month of November, but then it balled up into a fist, and it struck that calendar as hard as it could, and there was just violence with it. The calendar just went back into the wall. The numbers like popped off of the calendar itself, indicating to me some catastrophic event. Something big was going on, and the calendar just disappeared. I began to see things. I saw lines of people waiting in the hospital, but this time it was different than the first dream. There were lines, city blocks, lines full of people waiting, and people holding other people up to get into there. I saw masks. I saw people carrying oxygen tanks. And I saw headlines stating that people were dying at incredible rates, even worse than COVID-19 previous. So it was either, it was clear to me something worse was coming than just COVID-19. I saw crowds of protesters, and they were yelling and screaming, larger crowd. The violence that I was seeing was 100 times greater than in the first dream. I saw violence in the streets everywhere. I saw cars being burned. I saw properties being burned, homes being burned. I saw the vultures again. But now they weren't flying above the cities. They were actually, appeared to be like gargoyles, and they were attacking people. They were 10 to 15 feet off the ground, but they were flying around and just attacking people. I saw explosions all over North America, major capitals. But I knew in my spirit it wasn't nuclear, but there was fire everywhere, lightning, darkness, just terrible things. I also saw law enforcement officers that were kneeling on the ground, but it wasn't just kneeling in solidarity. These guys were literally surrendering their authority. I did see Chinese and Russian soldiers on the ground. There were people in groups and gatherings, not necessarily being rounded up, but I saw the Russians speaking to the Chinese and saying, go this quarter, go this region, go this area. I saw military transport, like railway. I saw tanks, military vehicles, and things like that. And I saw several UN helmets, the blue helmets, which let me know that there was some involvement there, and they were involved. I also saw Washington, D.C. especially. And I saw in the dream, I was standing in the National Mall, seeing the dark clouds and the skies over the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial. And they were very dirty. They were not damaged, but they were just dirty, like a grime, like you would see in Eastern Europe before, you know, before the pollution had been cleaned off of all those things after the wall fell. The sky around the White House was just very dark and dingy. You could almost feel how dirty it was. And I saw an empty White House. The curtains of the Oval Office were closed. There was no activity at all in the White House. No cabinet members, no secretaries. It was almost as if it had been abandoned. It was empty. I also saw a large room with a conference table. And I saw current elected senior officials in the Senate. They were sitting there with briefcases. And briefcases are something that people don't use anymore. It's a 70s and 80s thing. But I saw a stack of briefcases on the table. And I could see from inside that conference room by two windows. The outside, it was just absolute chaos. People were running and screaming. There were fires, darkness, just terrible things happening out there. But the men inside this room just appeared to be very, very calm. They weren't worried or upset by what was going on. They were looking to watch this from time to time. And then a former senator stands up and opens up a briefcase and pulls out these folders, these class envelope folders that you have in a meeting, and begins to hand them out to each of those men. And each of those men took it and put it in their briefcase, checked the briefcase, and then began to just kind of laugh and made some comments about, not necessarily comments, but just the attitude was so much for us, we're in a good shape, we're about theirs, burning, whatever. And they looked at their watches and they walked out that door, not scared or afraid, but almost as if they were confident that everything was okay. So even though everybody was outside was running around in the fires, I began to see more of the city. Cities on fire. I saw activity. I don't want to say missiles, but I saw elements of warfare going on, and it very, very concerned me. I also, towards the end of the dream, I saw more flashes, more explosions around the nation. I saw larger protests and even more violence. And then the white figure appeared to me that I seen in the first dream, and it said, brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself, and endure until the end.
Yeah.
And that's when I woke up. And my heart rate, my Fitbit says over 180 beats per minute. I was just sweating like crazy. I got up and and basically wrote these things down. The next night, I was going to put this on Facebook that day, that Tuesday. It's my daughter's birthday. But I felt led to wait, and next day my thoughts were clear. And the next night, I had the third dream that goes as part of what I shared. And on June 23rd, I had a dream. I'd gone to a local bank in town. I walked into the bank, and there was a sign on the door that said we had no change, out of change, or something like that. I noted the sign in the dream, but I walked on in, and I asked the president of the bank, who was a teller at that moment, I said, I need to get $10 in quarters. And she said she was sorry that the bank no longer had change. Mm-hmm. I said the Federal Reserve was no longer printing, minting change. And I said, well, how can I charge $1.50 for something? And she said, well, you'll have to charge $2. Because hyperinflation is coming. Oh, and then by the way, one of the $5 bills will follow soon after that. I woke up immediately after that and I thought, wow, there's something going on. I wrote those things down. And then the next morning, I put that on my Facebook page. Now look, I've got 1,100 friends, most of which are pastors and missionaries that I know within the Assemblies of God movement and, you know, family members and people I graduated high school and college with. I have 1,100 friends. I put this on Facebook. I never asked anybody to share it. I never asked anybody to, you know, encourage it to be shared. Mm-hmm. And by Friday, I was having people send me messages with pictures of like a drive-thru in Miami. A friend sent me and said, hey, there's a sign on the drive-thru at McDonald's in Miami that says they're out of change. Either use a debit card or a credit card or try to have, you know, the correct amount of money you need. By Friday afternoon, I was hearing from people who work in major retail outlets like Target and Walmart, who were saying they were hearing from, from agencies above them that there was a coin shortage or a change shortage. And then people began to really, I think people began to really pick up on the other dreams that I had, but the third one with the coin was starting to happen, at least as far as, you know, things being put on paperwork and signs and notes. So after that, by Sunday morning, the Facebook page was up to 100,000 hits.
Yeah.
And then my daughter on Wednesday, I stopped looking after a while because it was getting stressful. I was getting all sorts of messages and emails, mm-hmm. phone calls. And my daughter on Wednesday, she said, Dad, if you hit a million hits, we're going to make you a cake. I still haven't got the cake yet, but it did hit a million. But I'm overwhelmed because, look, it had to be the sovereign hand of God because I'm a nobody. I'm a pastor who had a dream, and for this thing to go as far as it did, it has touched the nerve in the church. It's touched the nerve among people who have been praying and sensing something was going on. So I'm still awed by what this thing has done. It's just unbelievable. It's incredibly unbelievable to me still to this day.
Well, can I add a couple things? Because can I hold you over for another segment too? By the way, Dana.
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
The specifics that the Lord bestowed upon you are just astounding. I mean, that's awesome. And how close He brought you into the inner workings of what He's doing. And though it's fearful, that's usually how it comes. And, are you, the Bible is clear in Revelations 22. We're not to add to or take away concerning the words of the prophetic. Okay, I'm not digging in. I'm not one of those guys that are going to adjust my life to everything that's going on here. I'm going to live my life the same way I did yesterday. I'm going to be more cautious and prudent about the things that God is bestowing upon me right now. And I am going to prepare in using a little common sense concerning the times up and coming. And I believe America overall is ready to hear that. I think they're hearing what they can't put words to right now. And I think what the Lord did through you, Dana, is put words to what they were feeling. And with that, I also want to say this. If you're familiar with the Son of the Republic, the vision that George Washington had, are you familiar?
Yes.
Okay. It's interesting. There's another prophet, by the way, Dimitri Dunamis back in the 90s was talking about a lot of the same things that you're talking about right now back in the 90s. Are you familiar with Dimitri Dunamis?
Yes, I am. Yes,
okay,
I am.
Good. I'm going to hold you over for another conversation on the next segment. I'm loving this, and I'm very thankful for this as well. Friends, we're talking to Dana Coverstone, and we're going to pick him up on the other side of the break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going back and forth with Dana right now on our text. We have Dana Coverstone, friends, the pastor from Living Word Ministries in Burkesville, Kentucky. I want to say it again. I believe the Lord is moving him into a different office. And with that said, when it transpires, do let us know, Dana, because you're there. I mean, when you're getting specifics the way that you're getting them, that's just unprecedented. And it's almost like the Isaiah prophet in that gifting, because usually when you get specifics, they don't come down this deep. But again, that's why we have you here. And again, I want America to hear what's going on. I want them to hear the voice of what the Lord is speaking. I got to be quite honest with you, Dana. When I first seen the video, some people sent it over, and I literally get 200 to 300 emails a day just because of everybody wants me to hit a topic that they want me to hit. And you came across, and I watched it, and I didn't even really hesitate. I usually don't go there, but I went there right away, and I listened to what the Lord bestowed upon you. And as I listened, I just thought, yep, that's the Lord. He chooses the weaker things of the world to confound the wise. He chooses the foolish things to confound the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. And when I looked at you, and that's not demeaning. No, the Lord is elevating you through this. But when I looked at you, I just said, he's calm. Look at his disposition. Look at the way he's talking. This is exactly the kind of guy that the Lord would give this to. Because you see the false prophets, they're boisterous, they're pomp, you know, and I just, to be honest with you, I'm just, they're repulsive to me. So when I seen you, I sat and watched and listened to every word you had to say. And I said to my wife, I said, that is exactly the kind of guy the Lord is using right now. And sir, I'd be quite honored if I were you that the Lord would bestow this information upon you. I mean, you want to talk about finding favor in the sight of the Most High God. Yes, I know it's fearful, but still to pick you out of how many people, 330 million people in this country, and then begin to share it and then blow up your ministry in such a fashion. I just praise God for the opportunity of having you here. And I got to tell you, I would be as honored could be when it comes to the things of the spiritual gifts that the Lord has bestowed upon you and through you today, Danny, in so many different ways. I really would.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'll tell you, I think that dreams and visions are an extension of the spiritual gifts of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm a Pentecostal preacher, a Pentecostal pastor.
Amen.
And I hope that God works in the things of the Spirit. And I'm praying that God raises up a lot of nobodies. Because that's all I am. And I appreciate your confidence in what God's doing. But I love being a pastor. I've got a shepherd's heart. And I'm just a pastor that has a dream. And I'm still amazed at how far it's gone, but I believe that every American knows there's something not right here. Every American knows there's something wrong. And if nothing else, I believe that God used this dream from nobody in Kentucky, you know, to put it on Facebook and to get out like it did. God is using this dream to wake up the church and to stir people and to realize that we're not exempt. There's a lot of folks that are telling me, well, you know, God doesn't allow the church to do things like this. God can allow trouble or persecution. The Church of America is not exempt from persecution. The Chinese church has been praying for decades, that the American church would find persecution so we would be humbled and get out of our lukewarmness. And you know, in Nigeria right now, they are slaughtering Christians to the point they're using the word genocide. If Muslims become Christians, they're slaughtered or have to move or leave their families or they're just about in their families. And so for us to think in America, because yes, we have been blessed and yes, God's been good to us, but we as the church have been silent and quiet. We've not stood up. We've watched marriage be redefined. We've watched identity redefined.
That's right. That's right.
We've allowed abortion to go on so long. That's for us to think that we're exempt from any danger. You know, the Bible says in Peter that judgment begins in the house of God. Paul said in the last days, perilous times will come. And he was addressing the church. He was addressing young leaders at that time in the epistle he wrote. You know, Jesus himself said, through many trials and tribulations, you will enter the kingdom of heaven. And for some reason, we think that we're exempt or that we won't go through anything before the rapture. We'll just be raptured. Well, I do believe in the rapture. But I don't think God's going to let us go unscathed or without difficulty at this time. And, you know, we've got people trying to throw away history and tearing down statues and burning buildings. And people are just crazy. There's an anger right now in our country, in our communities, that outweighs anything we've ever had before. There's no comparison to the protests and riots of the 60s. This is a whole different world.
Yep.
And God's trying to wake the church up because his voice, his word is going to be the only thing that can bring peace and hope and wisdom and shelter to us in the time in which we live. So I'm praying that God uses the dream to wake people up. I'm praying that other people that are having dreams will share their dreams on Facebook and or social media, because as long as we can until those things are shut down. But God's raising up people, I do believe, that are hungry for him, that want to see righteousness, that want to see judgment,
Amen.
So often we want to see the things that we see in Washington. That's the situation with the Epstein trial and those situations where people are dying and people were abused and girls were trafficked and sold by people in power. You know, we want to see justice. But sometimes God will use judgment to bring that. In Daniel chapter 9 and verse 14, Daniel said, therefore the Lord has kept the calamity in store and brought it on us.
Yep.
The Lord our God is righteous with respect to his deeds, which is done, but we have not obeyed his voice. And America, and even the American church is ripe for judgment. And I just pray that God uses the dreams to wake up people, to stir us, to draw us back to our knees, back to the Word, back to where we need to be as examples and witnesses in our world, because people out there are lost. They are simply lost, and they have no idea where they're left, sheep without a shepherd. And so we need to be the example that Christ wants and needs us to be, so they can see hope, they can see purpose, they can have understanding what the Word of God means, because we're living it out, and the churches are preaching that. So that's
Amen.
My prayer and my hope for all that's happened in my life.
Amen. Dana, I got 4 minutes, and I want to hit you up for the time that I have left. First of all, how do people get a hold of you?
The best way... Right now there's no...
Do you want people to get a hold of you at this point?
They got to understand, I've had over 10,000 emails. I've had thousands.
Ooh.
My two daughters sat down and went through Facebook friend requests. They went through it for 6 hours trying to sort through who was safe and who wasn't. They went through messages, and they spent hours, and we're talking 3 days of going through messages. I've been picking up the phone on my church, putting my cell phone. I want to talk to people as much as I can. It's impossible to talk to everybody. But I will do my best. And my email address is pdstone1@yahoo.com. I hesitate to get my cell phone out because...
Don't do that. That's good. Yeah. Let's hear your email one more time, and then I want to ask you one more question, and then the end of the show is coming up upon us.
Okay. It's pdstone1@yahoo.com.
pdstone... One more time?
One. pdstone1@yahoo.com. And our church, I've got my own Facebook page, and I actually, the message, the friendship requests have actually had to stop because they got to be so many. But we have a Living Room Ministries, Burksville, AG is our website. Living Room Ministries AG on Facebook is our church Facebook page, and we're live streaming our services and some of our messages. And LWM Video is our YouTube video, our YouTube channel. And so a lot of the things that we're still doing are on there if anyone's interested in watching and seeing those things as well.
Okay. We're talking to Dana Coverstone, Senior Pastor of Living Word Ministries in Burksville, Kentucky, about his vision, his dreams that he had, friends. We covered both of them that we know of right now, and a third dream even. With that said, Dana, I want to end the show with, I'm not a gloom and doomer. I believe at the end of all of this, we're going to get to the other side. And I've seen this now out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, the prophetic that has come out that I've taken heed to, every one of them offers hope at the end of what takes place. How do you see it rolling out concerning the discernment that the Lord has bestowed upon you in vision? And I'm going to give you the last minute and a half, my friend.
I believe the hope and the message is that God is trying to wake people up, shake them from their slumber, get their spiritual lives back where they need to be, get back, taking up their cross and following Him every single day. I believe the hope is in knowing that Christ is in us. And when they threw Roman Christians to the lion, they were facing an animal that was about to kill them, devour them. But yet, they knew what was on the other side of that. So the Muslim that becomes a Christian, and they put the sword to the back of his neck, he knows that seconds from that moment where he will be. There's hope. Even in the darkest of situations, there's hope. I love this country. I'm an American. I've traveled. I've been through Holocaust death camps. I've walked the beaches of Normandy. I have many family, including my dad, who was in World War II, Air Force veteran. And I love the country, love the flag especially. And I love America. I hate to see these things coming. I pray that these things do not happen, but I know that judgment's coming. So the hope is that we can see His voice, we can hear His voice, and yes, the church can pray. We can ask God to have mercy upon us, because calamity will come. But the hope is that I can have a relationship with Jesus Christ and know that if anything happens to me, when I close my eyes from that moment, I'm in His presence for eternity. And that's the hope. Get ourselves ready and stay ready for when he comes.
Amen. Folks, again, we're talking to Dana Coverstone. Thank you for being with us, my friend. I totally appreciate you. Let's stay in touch. Let's do this again. And, folks, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.